Cousins pocket collapses, ball flutters in the air, intercepted. Intercepted by Chamari Connor, who hands it off now on the near side to Jalen Watson. Chamari Connor, his second takeaway in as many weeks, as there was a hit on Cousins and the ball flew up in the air. And Kansas City, with 32 seconds, has the ball now at the Atlanta 34 and a chance to score.
It was an interception. The Kansas City ball, first down.
Damn right it was. We almost had another scoop and score type play where the guy picked it and said, here you go.
Yeah, that would have been cool if we get another one of those, like in that Miami game back in Germany days. And, you know, that's... Wow, that was a big moment for the for
this
team.
That's when it was over, huh?
That's when it was over for me yesterday, when they got that interception, made a nice play, got the pick, finally kind of turned it up a little bit, turned it around a little bit, and this sucker was over with that big-time interception for the Chiefs and Shamari Connor yesterday, who played a really nice game. I don't know if you looked at his stat line at the end of the day. 10 tackles for that dude, right? Had two passes defended, and he also had that big interception. At least he didn't show his ass yesterday like Tim Boyle did.
Well, that's not his fault. Boy, that guy's got...
I mean, how about a belt?
It looks like... kind of looks like he gets waxed.
How about a belt, man?
I mean, I'm looking into it.
Did the front, like, did anything happen? The front's covered up? All right.
I don't think that's Boyle's ass, though, but because the guy's number is like 80, but either way, it might be Boyle. Maybe that's number 8. Nah, it's definitely like a tight end.
I don't know, but anyway.
Looks like a loose end.
Yeah, very very interesting performance yesterday by Miami. They're done. See you later, Dolphins. Right. Enjoy the ride back to South Florida. So Chiefs get a big win yesterday, 3-0, man. Just relax, have fun. It's good season. That, like we were just talking in break, like, have you not been entertained by the first 3 weeks of this NFL season?
My gosh.
You know, we were talking about Kiper last week wanting to ban whatever the too high safety is out of the NFL. It's ruining the game. And Dusty in break says, or it's making the game more interesting. Like, nobody knows anymore what's going on in this league.
It's like a whole new way to do life.
Yeah.
You got to figure it out. And if there's one team I believe that will figure it out, it's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Exactly right. Yes.
And All right. I owe you all an apology because I believe it was Thursday. I lost my cool. I was yelling. The veins were sticking out of my neck. I said to everybody, please relax. Please be fine. I got called out on X this weekend. Somebody says, boy, you're really quiet about this Royals team now. And I said, well, I don't know what you want me to tell you. So I told him how I felt. I said, man, this sucks. This hurts. This ship, this whole ride, this whole thing is collapsing in front of our eyes. You go 0-6 on your final homestand.
Yeah, especially when they begged everybody to come out, you know?
It kind of gives me the same vibe of how those two playoff games for the Chiefs that year that they lost in the AFC Championship game. Because the start of the season, the middle of the season, everything's going well. You just got out of that riptide or that other gauntlet where you went 9-11. You didn't really collapse. You did have a 7-game losing streak in that 20-game stretch, but you survived. And you're, again, they're still technically a playoff team.
Yep, they are.
Because Minnesota's doing the same thing you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But don't look now. Seattle Mariners are starting to make noise again.
They're two back.
Detroit's doing everything that they're supposed to do.
They're ahead of you now.
They are the story of the American League now. The Royals are now on the back burner.
Right.
The Royals were the story for 3/4 of the way. Well, they're done at home. Mm-hmm. I was at the game Friday. Had a chance in the 9th inning to do it. Something weird happened. They had like a replay, but then they didn't review it. Then they
came back.
It was
that foul ball, which was, I mean, so you were at the game.
I was there.
You missed Ryan explaining what a foul ball was to Hudler.
I mean,
I was dying.
Yeah.
I was crying. He goes, and Hud goes, well, that cleared third base. And Ryan goes, it doesn't count when it's in the air.
Yeah.
And Hud's like, oh, like he had just learned what a foul ball was.
Well, it was weird because they put under review on the screen, but they wouldn't show anything.
Yeah.
And then the manager of the Giants comes out and he talks and he's talking to the umpire. And then Royals manager Cotrero comes out and he's kind of like, well, what was that all about? You can see he was frustrated. And then there was like the opportunity to win the game and they didn't do it.
Yeah.
This team is averaging 1.8 runs in their 7-game losing streak, another 1 or 8-game losing streak that they're currently on. They're not scoring. Everybody's pitching around Bobby Witt Jr. Your captain, Salvador Perez, had a chance yesterday to really, you know, kind of like
let everybody exhale, bases loaded, eighth inning, and then as soon as that happens and then nothing happens out of it, you're like, well, that's it.
Yeah, and they lose 2-0, you know?
It's one of those things now where I get it. You know, I use the comparison of the Chiefs winning that 13-second game. Everybody in the city's high. Don't fear the Reaper. All this stuff comes out. And then the air is completely taken out of it when they lose to the Cincinnati Bengals in the AFC Championship game. And Mahomes didn't look like Mahomes in the second half.
Right.
Kind of the same thing with the Royals, right? We rode this ship all year long. It's been great. They've been a surprise. They've had the pitching. They've had, you know, a manager of the year candidate, an executive of the year in J.J. Piccolo. They've had a Cy Young threat at Seth Lugo. They had an MVP threat at Bobby Witt Jr. And then now it's just, you know, the whole like, yeah, this season's been fun. They were competitive. We love it. Now you're like, okay, well, this sucks because they're having an epic collapse, and that's what we're watching is, in fact, that because you lost, what, eight in a row? Seven in a row.
You haven't won since September 14th.
You lost that last game against the Pirates,
right?
And then you got
six
swept,
in a row at home.
Swept. Yeah. And it's tough because you've seen this team give you hope all year. You've seen this team be great all year, and I've been the number one fan of this, and like I said, I will go down with the ship. I will sink with it if it does, but it's disappointing to watch it now because – everything was there on the table. 3.5-game lead, cinch in the playoff. I called it. I still have the audio for it. I said, book it. September 18th, this team is going to make the playoffs. I promise you, they'll play baseball in October, on October 1st. I don't know anymore.
Yeah, I don't know right now. And I don't know. I didn't even look at the playoff odds this morning, but they're still like in a playoff spot. Like if the season ended today, they're still in. And, you know, Saturday we were out at the ball game as well, left in like the end of the seventh or end of the eighth inning. And it was quickly over, you know, after that. But I want to go back to Friday night because this kind of sets up where I'm coming from right now on this one. Who struck out to end the game? Tommy Pham, right?
He did.
Tommy Pham. Why is Tommy Pham at the bat right now is what I want to know. Because this is the first time this year that I actually have some beef with Q in the organization. And to me, they're acting desperate right now. And in the big picture, they're not desperate. This is a new regime, right? Like like Q and JJ, they do whatever they want. They've had a great season. They're acting like it's a desperation time. Small picture this season, yes, it is desperation time, right? But you got to take a view of the globe, right? Big picture up in space floating around. You see the whole world this year, right? Mm-hmm. Is the way that they're approaching this last couple of weeks of the season really best for the big picture going forward for this organization? And I don't think it is. I think the Royals right now are hurting the development of MJ and Massey and even Garcia at times. When you have Tommy Pham and Rex Grossman and Garrett Hampson all in the lineup like you did yesterday or on Friday night or this weekend, you're taking valuable pressure at bats away from MJ Melendez, from Michael Massey, from Mikel Garcia. All three of those guys, I believe, are probably going to be here next year. Pham and Grossman and Hampson. Those guys are not part of your future right now. And this is a valuable learning experience. This is like 2013 all over again when you were allowing Moose and Haas and Kane and Eske and those guys to play every single day. The Royals are this is where I get pissed at analytics because the Royals are wasting time right now looking at the analytics instead of looking at the big picture and saying, let's let our young guys play in these pressure type situations. So next year, when we get to this point of the season, they understand what this pressure's like. I think the organization right now is doing a disservice to their younger players by going with these matchups and going with these analytical things and allowing Tommy Pham and Gross and the Hampson was who's your DH? Is it Grossman or Hampson? Was your DH yesterday. This is the point of the season where you get valuable learning experience, and the organization isn't allowing those guys to get that valuable experience right now. So if you're going to fall out of the playoff spot, at least do so with young guys who are gaining experience and understanding what playoff at-bats are like night in and night out. And I think we're missing a big opportunity by not playing these young guys right now.
I would just say let Bobby Witt Jr. lead off the final six games and see what happens.
And see what happens. But you know what? They're not pitching to him.
That's fine. They started the game off with a walk.
Yeah.
Right. How many times do we get in the later innings, mid, fifth, sixth, seventh, where it's 8-9-1?
Yeah.
If there's a guy on first, you're walking Bobby Witt Jr., fine.
Yeah.
Then do it. But
also, too, like these veteran guys that you went out and acquired have had a hot moment here. But at the end of the day, they're not part of your future. I'd rather see Bobby Witt Jr. lead off and MJ, Massey, and Garcia in the lineup other than a Grossman, a Pham, and a Hampson who are at the end of the month are done and they're going to move on and go do their thing. Right now, there's just not enough in this lineup. Either way you look at it, whether you play the young guys or these veteran guys, I'd rather have these young guys playing and getting experience, because it all comes down to you don't have to pitch to Bobby. Salvi's now your only other bat in the lineup. And boy, oh boy, the inability to go out there and just move on from the Vinny injury has really been a devastating thing. And that's why when you look at what the Chiefs are doing right now, they're building up their organization constantly and getting young players constant playing time. So when Travis Kelce does age out, you don't miss a beat. You got Rashee Rice in there. And I think right now this organization is doing a disservice to their younger players by not letting them play and allowing, you know, vagabond veterans to get at-bats.
Royals off day today. They'll play the Washington Nationals Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Then they'll play the Braves to wrap up the season Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The Twins, who are a game behind the Royals, and the Tigers, who are tied for the second wild card spot right now, have the Marlins and then Baltimore and then your Detroit Tigers. Well, it doesn't get any better for you guys, Royals fans. They get the Rays and the White Sox. So, yeah. Again, I apologize for being overly dramatic. I just was really optimistic. And look, this team's still a playoff team as we sit
as
here
of
today.
Right now, the teams are
Monday,
still chasing
September
them.
23rd.
Right.
There's six games left in 7 days.
We need an off day today like it's nobody's business, though, my man.
But
right?
I feel like if they're gonna make the playoffs, they got to go 4-2 in these final six.
What do you think their playoff odds are right now?
50%.
You think? Mm. Let's see what it says here on Baseball Reference. Wow. 68.4%?
Close, but no cigar. Derek Johnson will join us on the other side.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Hey,